I will speak about one experience we have done with a French museum, which is called le Musée du Château des Ducs de Bretagne in Nantes, in Brittany, which is a project that have begun nearly 10 years ago. So I would like to stop to talk about this project because for me it's finished now. I will explain you later why. Just to introduce, in fact, our leitmotiv deals with this kind of object. You see on the right, the Art & Métiers Museum I speak about yesterday. In fact, in the museum, nothing moves. Always, all the objects are totally static. We cannot touch it. We cannot interact with them. And moreover, the let's say five or six lines that explain the object are very too small to explain what they are. We focus mainly in my team on industrial heritage and technical heritage, and not only on architecture or object or arts, but mainly industrial. That's why it's very complex, because objects are more and more complex and they require multiple knowledge to be understandable. So we have created an interdisciplinary team with many labs in Nantes. We have obviously a lab dedicated to history of the technology, my lab for engineering. We have also the lab of architecture, which is also specialist in informatics. We have the laboratory of letter and art and another lab of archaeology. So all these labs are working together for many projects. What is very important is we have think about to create a common lab, in fact. But we say, no, it's impossible because we are experts in each domain. So the best is to work together and not to be a big group, in fact. What is very interesting is our leitmotiv is to work on knowledge management. Knowledge management can be for 2 hours ago, for 2 weeks ago, for 200 or 2,000 years ago. It's exactly the same thing. And about our object on which we work, in fact, we work only on project and not on theoretical object. When we have a use case, we say, okay, we're going to produce something and to imagine something for the final user. The final user can be a curator, can be a public, an expert, can be students, but there is always a final application. Obviously, we do research. That's why we are not going to produce something very operating. And after, we are working with industries that are going to create, for example, the software or the applications. About our subjects, it is what we call a multi-level approach because we can work on technical objects inside a factory, for example. But we can also work on the machines that are inside the factory. We can also work on the factory, the workshop. We can also make a kind of dézoom, yes, I think you, and to work on the city, the territory, because there are many flows inside and they are always the same thing. So with the information system point of view, it is the same model and the same meta model that is going to be used. That's why we would like to create models for supporting many researches for experts, publics. And also, the main problem is to create connection between the physical object, the digital twin, and the context of the information. We have not to forget that the physical object is very important, and it is the core of our domain. We do not have to create some virtual object that will replace the real object. We only have to create virtual objects that are going to augment the physical object. About the information system that will encapsulate all this knowledge, there are 3 problems because we must take into account the physical, so the physics, the 3D representation, the temporal aspects, we have speak about it this morning, and the multidisciplinary aspects, because when we speak with an archaeologist or an architect, or an informatician or a mechanical engineer, they don't speak with the same vocabulary. However, they are speaking about the same object. So we need to create a common understanding, and it is our objectives. So about the project, I will say I would like to finish this object because we have created an application for the museum. And now I have some other colleagues that are going to go further in the development. Non-1900 project from conservation to restoration and exhibition of an old mock-up. A mock-up that have been created in 1899 for the Paris World Fair Exhibition. It represents the Nantes city, and mainly the Nantes city, but the harbor, because it has been developed or created and designed in order to show the, let's say, the power of Nantes last century. But there is a problem with this object, which is a big object. You can see the measure, nearly 10 meters long by 2 meters large, and a small scale also. This object doesn't speak to the public because it is like a fish inside an aquarium. when you are in face of the glass, you say, oh, okay, there is something here, and that's all folk in fact. But if you speak with the visitors, you can encounter that they have many things to say about this object. For example, an old man will say, oh, okay, I have work here, I live here. And children can also say, oh, my grandparents was here, and I'm going to school here. So in fact, there is a link between people and link with the object. So our leitmotiv was to let's speak this mock-up. 8 years ago, when we have begun the project, we didn't know what we will do with it and what it will be inside the museum. At the end, it is simple. The final application, I will show you a video at the end. There are video projector, there are a tactile screen, big tactile screen, multi-touch tactile screen. And when you are going to click on an object on the tactile screen, it will light on the mockup. So we are going to augment the mockup. On the tactile screen, we are going to provide to the visitors many information, many images, video, text, what you want. And inside, we decide not to create a one-shot application. And in 3 or 5 years, we can put the application to the trash and do something more. We have put a knowledge database inside the museum, inside the room 21, so inside the museum. And I think it was very new to put a network cable inside a room of a museum. It was totally incredible 8 years ago because it is an open access to the world. So that means that the museum is going to be open to the world. But we try and we succeed to do it. So about the final application, there is two kinds of visualization. On the left, you have the spatial and temporal exploration, and on the right, the semantic, let's say, travel or exploration. We can imagine many applications that are on the same core system, and that is very important because we have developed a web access. We can also visualize some information in immersive room, have augmented reality on tablet, for example. And another application, only one application, is the showroom, the museum, the application in the museum. And tomorrow, we can imagine to do more. We can imagine to bring our phone inside the city and to visualize the information. It is a dream of the curators. For example, you have someone in the museum that is going to speak on an object on the mock-up. And there is another people that is in a restaurant or in a bar in Nantes is going to find some information on his mobile phone and is going to discuss with the visitor that is inside the museum. So it is very interesting because an object of the past is going to create a link in the present time. In order to do so, we have worked with many students and many students from history domain, and we propose them to learn information and to study some object, some domain, some part of the city in Nantes. So we have created, you can see here, more than 500 interest points in the city. Interest point can be a building, can be a factory, can be also a people, can be an event. It is something that is representing the activity of Nantes 100 years ago. There are many relationships between all those documents. They are semantic, geographic, or temporal. And yesterday or this morning, I don't remember, I was saying this Monday, that curators have to translate the interest point and the notices. In fact, they spent many time on 150 notices, and we have more than 500 notices to be complete, to be readable. And they are not going to moderate it, because they spent 6 months for only a small part of information. And the conclusion is, inside the museum, visitors are not going to spend many time on the application. Normally in the museum, you have to spend 3 minutes, no more, on an object. So imagine when you are going to propose an information system which is very rich, they spend a lot of time. So it is a problem of flow inside the museum. So they say, okay, we stop now. We are going just to promote those information, and tomorrow, perhaps on the website or inside the city, we can have more information. About the information system, the first experiment 8 years ago was not based on Dublin Core or CDOC, because it doesn't exist yet. So we have proposed a simple model I give you here. Perhaps we can discuss about it later, because it was a PhD of one of my students 4 years ago. He proposed a simple, very simple model with the object and relationship between objects. This is an item. So inside the database, it is very, very simple. We have no more ontology complex with many links. It is objects that are linked with other objects. Every object have attributes that are semantic, space and time, which is classical. And you can see here that for object, we can have some process, we can have some products, some components, some humans, some events. Everything can be done inside the model. To illustrate it, on Nantes 1900 project, we have here the objects that can be, for example, buildings, areas, company, person, event, historical concept. And we have relationship between all the objects. Obviously, as we work with historians, we have sources, text, photographs, video, and what you want. Examples that are taken by my colleagues that come from history about the non-flow mill. Here you can see the mock-up. So it was last year. I have finished the time. Okay. this was last year. You have here the mock-up 100 years ago. You can have also some photos. Here it is in the real life. You can see the building in blue here. It is exactly the same thing here. And we have also some documents. So I will go further to the demonstrator. We have obviously digitalized the object. It was the first thing we have done. The first demonstrator was a simple virtual immersion and navigation inside the city. Here you have the bridge that have been destroyed during the Second World War in Nantes. And we have the city of Nantes nowadays. It is the actual model. And if I go a little bit further, we are going to see the mock-up that have been digitalized. So we have put the same system inside to validate the dimension of the mock-up are the same that in the real life. This was the first demonstrator. The second demonstrator was to link the knowledge that have been capitalized by historians. And we've imagined, thanks to Unity, to couple the knowledge database and an immersive, travel inside the 3D world. It was just a demonstrator. And the third version of the demonstrator was that one. We have bring it to digital heritage in 2013. It was not on the big mock-up, but on a small mock-up. And during 1 year, we have tested how the visitors are going to contribute, are going to understand what have been done on the project. If it is useful, if it is useless, how we must interact. So it was very interesting to work on this aspect. And after, 2 years later, we done the final application inside the museum. So you can see here the mock-up and the tactile screen. So when you click on the tactile screen, you are going to light on the mock-up exactly the place you are going to put. The system is intelligent. That means that when you click on an object, it will automatically propose you some semantic link. For example, if you are you want some information about a factory, you say okay, but don't worry that there was another factory which is linked to this factory, and this is inside the database. What is also interesting is that it is a contributive system. That means that if tomorrow we are going to put some more information on an object, it is going to automatically create the new links between all objects. All the images are in high definition. And there are many, many, many information, in fact, too much information. So to conclude, the next demonstrator, and it will be my colleague from informatics that are going to do that, is to create not a geographical system, but a knowledge information system. We have taken the geographical information system, the model, and we have put inside the temporal aspects in order to create some new model and to manipulate this virtual object linked to the virtual data. So here it is a big tactile screen that measures approximately 8 meters long, and you can navigate inside the mockup. You can click on the mockup in face of you and to have some information. It is just a demonstrator.